Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode we'll delve into the unknown to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. Ladies, gents, and people, before I get on today's show, I just want to say I hope you all had a great holiday season, and I must say it's great to be back here making podcasts again. It feels like forever. It was nice though just to recharge, relax, reset, and work on hopefully some great new content for all you lovely people out there. Most of us out there know what it's like to lose someone, be it a family member or a friend. It just really hurts. I always say that the hardest days are the day you find out and the day of the actual funeral itself. Whether that be a burial or a cremation, it just brings out all the emotion within you. Then the pain eventually eases. It's almost as if the funeral was some sort of closure, and you can now start to move forward with your life as best you can. But how would you feel if you did not have that closure? You've lost someone. But that's the word, lost. You don't know if this person is alive or dead. And this leads me on to today's topic. I'm going to be talking about the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, where I will run you through a timeline of events and then run you through a few of the theories that are out there. So join me on this podcast, where I will ask the question, what really happened to Madeleine McCann? And could there be a possibility that she's still alive out there? This case has been described as the most heavily reported missing person case in modern day history. First up, the timeline of events. It's the 28th of April in 2007, and Kate and Jerry McCann, along with their three children, Madeleine, Emil and Sean, arrive in Portugal for a holiday at the Ocean Club complex in Praia de Luís. This was meant to be a nice, relaxed, chill holiday, but a few days later it turned out to be the stuff of nightmares. On the 3rd of May 2007, the day of her disappearance, Madeleine asked her parents why they had not been in the apartment the night before when she woke up. From what I've read, ladies, gents and people, these parents went out every night for dinner, leaving their kids alone in the apartment. I just want to put it out there that Maddie was a few days away from her fourth birthday, and her twin brother and sister were just 2 years of age. Is it me, or does that sound dodge straight off the bat? There is no given age when my parents would have left me alone at that age. Whether they could see the apartment building or not from the restaurant, it just wouldn't have happened. All my siblings have kids, and I know they would never ever do anything like that. There are too many things that could go wrong, as they found out later on in the evening. At 7 p.m, Jerry puts the kids to bed. The twins in their cots next to Madeleine's bed, where he reads her a story before they all fall to sleep. The shutters on the ground floor bedroom are down and the window is closed. They decide to leave the door slightly open. At 8:30 that evening, Kate and Jerry leave their apartment and go to a tapas restaurant for dinner with seven of their friends. Later, at 9 p.m, Jerry returns to the apartment to check on his kids. Upon entering, he notices that the bedroom door is different to how he had left it. He goes into the bedroom and sees all his children asleep. At 9:30 p.m, a friend at the table offers to check on the McCann's children when he goes back to check on his. He returns and states that everything is good. I have a question, ladies, gents and people, and I'm sure all you, especially parents out there, are probably asking the same thing. Are these parents for real? Now, I don't know the ages of these other children, but to be leaving them alone at home, for me, is not on. Maybe some people just think different, but it's just not for me. At 10 p.m, after finishing her meal, Kate McCann goes back to the apartment and notices that the bedroom door is properly open. But as she goes to close it, a breeze tears through the apartment and slams it shut. She opens the door and goes into the bedroom. It's at this point she notices that Madeleine is missing, and that the window is open and the shutters are up. This is when she raises the alarm. Before I get onto some of the theories that are out there, I need to say this. If they don't leave their kids alone in the apartment, then there is a strong chance they all go home together after having a great holiday. I don't believe whoever took her would have done so if they'd all been in the apartment together. Also, leaving the front door unlocked was completely unacceptable as well. For me, they made two huge mistakes, and for their mistakes, their whole world has come crashing down on them. This now leads me onto some of the theories that I have seen. We're going to run through them, and I must say they are pretty out there, and there are a few that have me thinking. And at the end, I'm going to say what I think happened. First up was that she was snatched up by a lone paedophile. This could have been a purely spontaneous and opportunist attack. Someone watching the apartment could have noticed the adults coming back every so often, and then deduced that the children were left there unsupervised. Or worse still, he could have been watching the family the whole holiday, observing their habits, one of which was going to dinner and leaving their kids alone. I want to add this, people, too, that this area had been reported as a magnet for paedophiles, and that there had been at least 7 sexual assaults involving children on the Algarve in the 4 years previous. Which begs the question, why go there? And if it is like they say it is, why leave your kids unsupervised and in an unlocked apartment? Some have dismissed that idea and stated that if she had been snatched up by a lone paedophile, her body would have been likely found by now. The lack of that raises the possibility that she was taken to order by human traffickers. Even though this scenario is deeply unpleasant, it leaves a possibility that she's still alive. It's been theorised that she was taken across the border to Spain and then taken by boat to Morocco. There have been a number of alleged sightings of Madeleine in Morocco since her disappearance, and it's a country that her parents have visited a few times since. Another theory is that she was killed in a burglary gone wrong. Ladies, gents and people, they're really selling the Algarve, aren't they? They say that she was killed either accidentally or deliberately as she caught them in the act of robbing the apartment. And this is a scenario that Scotland Yard took very seriously. But in my opinion, I have to agree with the Portuguese police. They stated that this theory was absurd. Nothing was taken, no wallet, no television. Nothing, just a child. And this now leads me onto a theory that a lot of people seem to believe. And with the research that I have done on this, I have to say, ladies, gents and people, this is the one that I seem to believe in myself. It was said that the McCanns readily sedated their children whilst they went out. This is plausible as they both were in the medical profession. It was said that they either got the dosage wrong, or she awoke and being groggy fell and hit her head and died. It was then that they hid the body, never to be seen again. With everything that I've read, why is this the one I'm leaning to? For me, some things just don't add up though. I want to start with the original police investigation in which she was questioned. Now, ladies, gents and people, these are facts and these questions are in an official police report. Why are these questions so important, you're probably asking? Well, these questions are the ones she refused to answer. And yes, you heard that correctly. If someone would have taken one of mine or my siblings' kids, I'm giving them anything and everything they want. I will answer every question truthfully. But ultimately, she just declined. I have picked out a few of the questions, just so you ladies, gents and people get the gist of some of the things she declined to answer. Who took part in the searches? What did the expression, "we let her down," mean? Whom did you call after the discovery? Did you call Sky News? Did Madeleine suffer from any infirmity or take medication? What is your speciality as a doctor? After showing her the film of the forensic dogs discovering blood in the apartment, Kate said she couldn't explain anything more than she already had. Are you aware of the fact that you not answering the questions put to you jeopardise the investigation that's aimed at finding your daughter? She answered yes, if the investigation thinks that. That for me, people, is wrong on so many levels. It almost seemed like she did not care. I have seen various other things I feel people should know. When Jerry was asked about the forensic dogs finding traces of blood, not only in the apartment's bedroom, but also in a hire car they had rented, he replied, "Police dogs, they're unreliable, aren't they?" I don't think they are, personally. Because if they was, why are they at a convention I went to a few months ago sniffing everyone for drugs, bombs and that sort of thing? Then when he was asked why he had gone to dinner and left his children in the apartment, he likened it to eating dinner in your garden whilst your kids are in bed. For me, that comment is totally outrageous. Then I've seen a home video of him on the way to the holiday in question. One of his friends says, "Jerry, enjoy yourself, you're on holiday." To which he replies, "Fuck off you, you think I'm here to enjoy myself." All this in front of a load of children, 5 years or younger. He just reminds me of a vulgar thug and bully without response. I also found out something else too, and this completely shocked me as well. A fund was set up to continue the investigation after the police said it was closing the case. This fund has been used to pay off the McCanns' mortgage. Wow, normal person's going to prison for a long time if they leave their kids like that. These people get their mortgage paid off. For me, that totally shocked me. But where does this leave us now in regards to a conclusion? What do I really think happened to Madeleine McCann? Who do I think done it? What happens next? Will this mystery ever be solved? When I first started doing my research into this, I could never imagine how many questions without answers that this would bring up. Why go out and leave the door unlocked? Why not answer any of the questions that the police officers asked you? Why were the McCanns not treated as suspects? Why did they call a solicitor straight away? Why were they not charged with neglect? How come they're allowed to keep the other two children in their care? This has taken me down that rabbit hole completely. I can't give this the normal FFB treatment, because as of yet she's still classed as missing. Don't get me wrong, ladies, gents and people, I would love it if she was found alive and well, and all that would have happened was that she was raised by a husband and wife who could not have kids but in another country. But this is not a movie. I don't believe we can ever have a happy ending here. In my own opinion, I believe she was killed by her parents, who gave her either too strong a sedative or too much. What happened after that is a mystery. However, I do believe that Kate and Jerry McCann know that answer. They're just not saying. It's worth adding that it's been suggested that Jerry McCann has powerful friends in the government, working with Gordon Brown's brother at a nuclear energy company. How true this is, I don't know, but it's going around the internet and it seems to be on every page about this subject. To add to that, lots of people have tried writing various books about this case. In everyone's opinion, have all said that the parents should have been investigated further as they felt they had more to tell. But how comes we ain't seen any of these books then? And I ask that same question. The moment one is published, the author is taken straight to court. They are sued and the book is recanted. Well, unless your name is Kate McCann, who's had a book published about this ordeal. Make of that what you will, people. Make of that what you will. How does this all end then? Well, one of a few ways. One, a body is found, as at least the police would have a starting point to relaunch the investigation and hopefully serve some justice. The other is that someone confesses to the abduction and murder of Madeleine McCann. Or maybe one of her siblings comes forward later on in life and actually tells a story of what they think happened. I want to say that I don't think the parents had anything to do with the disappearance of little Maddie, as I find it hard to believe that any parent would want to hurt their child, let alone kill them. But I just can't say it after some of the things I've read and found out. They know something, but they just refuse to say. And that just astounds me. Wow, what a podcast to come back to, right? I just want to say thank you for the continued support. It really does mean a lot to me. Even though in the month of December I did not put a single podcast out, I still had plenty of people tuning in, and that means the world to me. As I always say, if you like the podcast, share the podcast. If you could follow me as well on Spotify, that would really mean a lot too. And as always, take care of yourselves and each other, and until next time.